there has been a lot of programs that have received funding, and there has also been a lot of capital programs that we have given money to. So I'm delighted to be in a position to help with the delivery of those programs. You know, so as grants goes, we've given out about 571,000 recently on 22 applications. But the bigger picture is we've given 5 million euros out as well on other projects, you know, that will help benefit the communities.
I suppose one of the key highlights in terms of this funding allocation is 50,000 euro to iCare in Buncrana. That is an organisation that continuously struggles in terms of funding and relies heavily on different fundraising campaigns.
Yeah, this is 100%. And the beauty about this grant is going towards a sensory garden that has the needs of the users very much in mind. So it will be a lovely project. There was a number of people in for the same project, but the iCare project seemed to be the better, and they have received the funding, and that is a total allocation. So they'll not even need match funding. They'll be able to work with that budget. So it'll be interesting times for the people of iCare. And listen, look, they really deserve it for the amount of work that they do put on a daily basis.
Now, in terms of future allocations, I'm sure those projects who may have missed out this time round will be in a position to apply again for more funding.
That is correct. We are in a situation, the programme that we are running out at the minute, is, we're coming to the end of it, is the Peace 4 programme. Now, there is talk in the air that there is going to be a Peace 4 Plus programme that is going to start the rollout maybe in the summer of this incoming year. So it will be interesting times ahead, you know, so I'm looking forward to it, whether I'm elected or whether I'm not elected, you know, but there is a lot coming down the tracks to the peace money.